Good morning.
Welcome to early morning prayer. Let's turn to, we all know this, but John 13, 34 to 35. So on Sunday, Pastor Kim talked about first love, right? So just to follow up on that, I'm going to actually just do the NIV versions, and that's since that's what we all know from growing Christ. A new commandment I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this all men will know you are my disciples, if you love one another. Let's pray. Father God, Lord, we just thank you for this morning, that you brought us here, despite the earliness and just the beginning of the week, Lord. I just pray that you would really speak to each and every one of us today as we go off to work. We just confess, Lord, that we really need you and we really need your encouragement, God, and we just really need a motivation from you too, God. Just speak to us during this time. I just pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, this verse is about relationship, right? Relationship with each other. And this is the new commandment that Jesus gives us. And, you know, when you're a child, one of the things you always do is you ask why. Why for everything? Oh, why, you know, why is the sky blue? Because you just want to understand, right? And then as a teenager, you ask why, maybe more out of a challenge, out of authority, but you ask why, like, why should I do this? Why should I do that? Maybe that's not so good, but I think it comes from a stemming of you want to understand. And in the same way, I think, you know, as adults now, as Christians, it's important to ask that question to ourselves, why, right? I mean, oftentimes it's when we're hitting maybe a quarter or whatever, quarter life crisis or whatever, and you ask yourself, why, right? But I think it's a very valid question. We shouldn't just do things, and I think that's especially applicable for everyone here who's, you know, as you're going to work, right? Like, why do I go to work? What's the point? Why do I do these things? And I hope as you ask these questions, as I was asking myself this, you know, it really comes down to relationship, right? You look at, you know, we were all created in God's image, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, right? And, you know, if the Trinity worked the way we worked, it would look like, all right, Father, you create the world. Jesus, you take care of the people and die, and the Holy Spirit. And it'd just be like, okay, everyone, you do your part perfectly, and we'll be okay. But, you know, it's one God, right? It's in perfect unity, right? And it's not just do your job. And I think oftentimes that's what we like to do in our workplace, right? I mean, I'm guilty of that too, of you know, judging people and being unhappy if they're not doing their job the best they can. But we're called to more than that, right? It's out of a relationship. I mean, I think, you know, as you guys go to work, I would hope that, you know, you realize that there's more to what we're doing than just facing the computers or or just doing your research or processing things or making those sales. I mean, those things in itself are very important. You know, it's a means to, like, providing for your family, giving to the church. But I think ultimately God has put you in those places for relationship, right? Each and every day, we're meant for to have a relationship with people. And even as I was talking to Janie yesterday, we were talking about like growing as a person, right? Character. And what does that mean? Does that mean when you're growing, does that mean you're becoming the best? I don't know. I can't think of like a general thing, like best salesperson, you're the best researcher, you're the best marketer. Does that mean you have a lot of character? And I mean, I think it's important to be excellent because God has placed us in those places. But I think character is really built through people, right? Through your relationship, through or how I kind of perceive someone who's very mature and wise is, you know, kind of through interactions with them. You're not going, oh, wow, that person is really mature, has a lot of character because he's the CEO. You know, you'll be like, wow, they have a lot of wisdom, a lot of patience, all this love, so humble and selfless, right? So even if you really think about it, even like the character that you build, it's all through our relationships, right? So let's also just turn to Hebrews chapter 3, verse 12. Okay. Take care, brethren, and there not be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart that falls away from the living God. But encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. So let's also turn to chapter 10, verse 23. In Hebrews. To 25, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful, and let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another all the more as you see the day drawing near. So if you look at chapter 3, verse 12, we're supposed to actually exhort one another every day. So every day, we're supposed to meet one another, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Yeah, sin will harden us and blind us, right? But if you meet each other every day, you will help each other to avoid that, right? So I think there's definitely something wrong if our day-to-day is we just work and then go home and sleep and then work, go home and sleep, and then on Saturday and Sunday, we meet our brothers and sisters, right? We need one another to really avoid sin, right? And if we are in sin, to overcome that. And then if you look at chapter 10, I mean, same thing. Let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another. So same thing. But this is more out of to kind of spur each other on to do good works. I mean, when we're alone, we become very, I think, self-centered, right? Things can really be about us. So this is, I mean, in this essence, this is, I guess everyone here is in that category, but like just going to house church, right? You go there sometimes, you just don't feel like it, or you're feeling kind of down. You go to house church, and afterwards, you feel so much better, right? You feel your spirits are lifted, because that's what relationship, especially with your brothers and sisters, it can do, right? So, yeah, that's, I guess that's my kind of challenge and encouragement to us. I mean, Pastor Sam's song has kind of challenged the pastoral staff. So even for us, he wants us to, like, meet, like, you know, because my job is more the media side of things, right? And, you know, I could just sit in front of the computer all day. And in my nature, I would be very satisfied with just looking at the computer and doing and communicating with the computer, right? But there is no value in that. You go to heaven, what, I mean, maybe they have computers in heaven, but really, it's just, you know, it's I mean, I hope to see all you guys there. Oh, no, I will see you guys all there. Sorry. But, you know, even then, you know, Pastor Sam, his what he wants from all the pastoral staff is to really, you know, go beyond what our, you know, our administrative duties and organizing to meet with people, right, and really be selfless, right? A lot of times it's what we get out of a relationship. But if we're called, you know, in your workplace and all those things, you guys should really just go out to pray for people, encourage them, meet up. So I guess that's my challenge and encouragement for us today. Even today, if you can take some time to really, you know, be relational with people. So, geez, someone's going to come up for worship. Jason's going to... Let's just first pray for ourselves in the matter of relationships, that we really, you know, would take the time and spend time with people, take the time out of our busy work schedules and our needs to really encourage and spur each other on.